Well, Rashi Yomar, Kodesh Yia Godo Peres Aroshay. Suppose it says that by a Nazir, after he cuts off his hair, the hair is also by no, you have to burn it. That Kodesh Yia means like it's also by no, Godo Peres Aroshay. The sa, the hair that grew, it's also by no, you have to burn it. So it's a diyek, Giduloi Kodesh. Only his hair that grew, that's what's also by no. We ain't Dov Racha Kodesh, but nothing else is also by no. Everything else is mutter by no. So that's why we say by Nazir, the wine is mutter by no to him. For the Gemara, that a diyek. Midi v'yein dov racha ktiv. Does the pasuk says only this and nothing else? I tell you, maybe everything else treat is also by no. The Torah says lo yoichal. It means wine. Not only can he eat the pits and shells, he can't have enjoyment from it. The second pasuk is saying another chiddush, that when he cuts off his hair, the hair is also by no. But there's no diyek from the second pasuk, only hair and not wine. You have to come back to the first teretz, that the reason why in his nazir, in his isurim is mutter by no, because the prophet says nizroi vidashin shloyehe, that even the things that arrested him, he's allowed to have hano from it. That's why it's not a kashat rebahua. Kadimova rei chodesh. There's a new isana chodesh, that means the wheat, the grain, the five grains that are grown before Pesach, you're not allowed to eat it until it comes the second day of Pesach, that the oimer is matterit. The Rachmana on the Torah says, Lechem v'koli, you have flour, bread, v'koli, roasted flour, the caramel, that's rach, the car, it's very soft, is light teichel. Torah says you're not allowed to eat the new grains, ad etzem ayayim is there. Until it comes, tes zayim v'nisim. Until it comes the second day of Pesach, when they bring the yomer, that's when it's mutter to eat it. So chodosh is also teat. The Torah says, light teichel. Now, according to Rav Avuha, Lay Toichlu means Echad Isser Achila, the Echad Isser Ano. You should not be allowed to have Ano from Chodesh. Well, Tanan, we had a Mishnah in Menachis that says, Koitzel Shachas. You're allowed to cut down the Chodesh, the new wheat, when it's still very young. Shachas means it's not fully grown yet. Umaychul of Behemah. You're allowed to give it to your Behemah. You're allowed to give it to him teat. So you see, Chodesh is Mutav Ano, even though it's Chodesh. You see, you're allowed to give it to your animal teat. I the Khuri having Ano from it. So it's a Kashan, Rabbi Huah. Why is Chodesh Mutter Bahano? Either Torah says, Loi Toichel, it should be Yosef Bahano. So Rashi says really it's two things. One thing is, Koitzel L'Shachash, you're allowed to cut down the Tfuah that's unripe. Well, Michael Lebeim Rashi says, Av Chitin Gemurim, that's even going on fully grown wheat. That even though the Torah says you can't cut it down, or by the Kituf, it's be allowed to cut it by pulling it off with your hands, like we had before. You just can't use a knife to cut it down in its normal manner. That's also the Ksirim. But Kitta, pulling it off with your hands, that's Mutter. But I quote upon him here, it says clearly that Chodesh is Mutter Bano, so it's a Kashan Yamavua. And the Gemara, Amar Rav Shemaya, Shani Hosam, Chodesh is also different. The Yom HaKroah, the Pasuk says, Kitzirchem, Kitzirchem Shalachem Yehei. It says an extra word, Kitzirchem, matched with the Ksir, that you do cut down, belongs to you. So therefore, here it's Mutter Bano. For the Gemara V'iduch, as you hold by Chizkiya, that he says, Lo Toichal only means Nisr Achila, doesn't mean a Nisr Hano. Only Lo Yeyocha means Nisr Hano. So according to Chizkiya, why does the Torah have to say, Ketir Chem, Pshita Chodesh is Mutter Bano? Now, Gemara Nechnaim is not an extra word, it's not an extra drosha. No, Ketir Chem just means the Chol Yisroh Mashma. The Torah is talking about everybody. Lav Dafka, Yochid, talking about everybody. That's why it says, Loshin Ketir Chem. But it doesn't mean to tell me a new chiddush lochem like a belongs to you is mutter banor. No, I know anyway that chodesh is mutter banor. For the Gemara Bereish Rotsim, there's a lav in the Torah not to the sherets. The Rachmon on the Torah says sheketu lo yeyochel. Torah says not lady the shekets. Yeah, utanan. Still, we learned the Mishnah in Shviyas. Saidei chaya v'yofes v'dogin hunters that go hunt chayes and birds and fish. By mistake, they caught a min tamei. They caught a sheket. They caught something that's also teat. Is alocha mutarin lamarchem alochri. They're allowed to sell it to a guy. Vidatu was nizdamin. Rashi says shenizdamnu means daska shenizdamnu. It happened by mistake. They caught this treif animal. Then doesn't say you have to be maskerit, like give it up. But to go metchila, to go hunt down treif animals, it's also. Last rachrayim, Kiradnam and Kristan Hosman learned to accept the Shriyas, and Oysim Schoira. You're not allowed to do business. Loy bin Avelos, Lutrafus, Loy Bishkos, Lumoshim. Anything that's also teat with your Isa, you're not allowed to do business, you're not allowed to sell it to make money with. And the Pasha Alagamar is Mashmas Nisid your Isa. You're not allowed to do business with any food that's also with your Isa teat. If it's only Yosem, the Rabbanon, then it's Mutter. But a zach like treifa, that's awesome, and you're isom, you're not allowed to do business with it. Yeah. So it says clearly what So a kopon, if it's nizdam, you're not doing business with it. Just it happened to be you caught one of them, then it's mutter to sell to a guy. So you see, klo sheket, it's mutter b'ano. Either posik says lo yoichel, it should be yosem b'ano. Now the gemara shani yosem. Here it's different by shkotzim. The yomah kro lochem, shalachem yehei. That it should belong to you, it's mutter b'ano. That's why it's mutter to do it. For the gemara yochi, if you tell me now a sheket or zachas treifa, it's mutter b'ano. It should even be mutter mechila to go and catch these animals and sell them and make money with it. Why do we say mechila shouldn't do it? If the Gemara shani hocha the yom akro yiyu they're the yosin yehi. The Torah says yiyu zakrashi v'sheket yiyu lochem. Yeah, v'sheket yiyu lochem, that the sheket should be to you. Mashma is that yiyu it's always osav ano. So it's a little of a stereo. One pasuk says lachem that's mutter b'ano, and one pasuk says yiyu that's also b'ano. So with dashing that means that metchila you're not supposed to go hunt down treif animals to sell it to make business with it. It's also to make business from treif animals. Just b'di'evet lo yitzu you caught one, you're not mechuyev to waste it. If you have it already, you could sell it, but you're not supposed to do business with it. So tzeis taki es tekashim omar kro yiyu b'yavyosin yei v'yemtayimim keim susim mechamorim hechiz avninim. By this time, new people used to have businesses selling horses and chamarim donkeys. I look for the rostatit. So the rostatit, how could you do business selling horses and chamarim? The yeshleima the bemidi the achili myri dafkam. The apostles are talking about something that people eat. They're not allowed to sell trace of food. They're not allowed to do business in your grocery store and sell trace of meat or trace of food. That's awesome. But if you're selling the ox, the animal itself, if you're selling the susim, the horses, that's not oymetit. You don't need a horse. A horse is only to sell to work with. That is no wisdom in doing business with it. Only something, maybe the achila, it's also to do business with it. So that the kasha was, why is it mutter b'ano? The pasuk says lo yoichol. The Torah says the pasuk says here lachem. The Torah says mutter b'ano. Right. The Gemara ulechiskiya lomli lemichtav lo yoichol. According to Chizki, this is also a kasha. Because here it says the word lo yeyochel. Lo yeyochel means it's even also b'ano. So according to Chizki, it's a bit modna. Here by the sheket, the pasuk says lo yeyochel, which really should be mashmit, even also b'ano. U'maisi lochem l'mishrayu. And then the Torah says right away, no lochem, that a sheket is mutter b'ano. Because the kasha is, according to Chizki, lo lichte rachmon lo yeyochel, the Torah shouldn't have said this extra special lotion of lo yeyochel. It just should have said lo yeyochel. And according to Chizkiyah, lo yoichal only means osa b'achila, and not a nisr b'anom. V'lei b'rei lachem, and then I don't need the pasuk lachem. And according to Chizkiyah, it's a bit of madna. Why did the Torah say something special here? Lo yoichal, which Chizkiyah says that usually means it's osa b'anom, and right away the Torah says lachem. If the Torah wants to tell you that sheket is mutter b'anom, say a different notion. Say lo yoichal. And if the Gemara amalacha Chizkiyah, Chizkiyah answers back, taimu b'deed nami mihocha. This is just the opposite. I learned out my whole din from Shekets. Here I see the Torah has to say the favorite is mutter b'ano. It says lochem that's mutter b'ano. Mashma, if the pasuk wouldn't have said lochem, I would say osa b'ano. Why is that? Because here the pasuk says lo yeyochel. So I see whenever it says lo yeyochel, it really it means it's osa b'ano. Here it means you can't have any ano from it. That's why the pasuk has to say lochem that's mutter b'ano. So if you would know it's from someplace else, you have a kasha. But Chizki is saying he only knows his whole yisurid from this pasuk. I see the Tosfot gotta say lochem it's mutter b'ano. Mashma without lochem, I would say it's osa b'ano. Why is that? The pasuk only said lo yeyochel. So to raya lo yeyochel means you can't have any enjoyment at all from it. That's why the pasuk has to say beferish lochem that no, it's mutter b'ano. So there's no kashia either according to Chizki or according to Bavua. Fetimar b'rei chometz. The rachmanu roma lo yeycha chometz. Pasuk says you're not allowed to eat chametz. V'tanya will look like this. We have Yosek Lili Yoimer. Taimu al asmecha, have a wonder upon yourself. Hey chametz osa b'ano, kol shiva. Has he heard that chomim say, the loch we hold, that chametz is osa b'ano all 7 days of chametz. We have Yosek Lili holds not like that. He holds it's mutter b'ano, even in the middle of Pesach, chametz is mutter b'ano. And he says, Loshem, taimu al asmecha, have a wonder upon ourselves. How could you say, chametz is osa b'ano, kol shiva?
So I call upon him at the kasha. Here you have a tanner of Yosef Glili, that even though the Torah says lo yoichal, still according to him it doesn't mean an Isra no. So it's the kasha according to Rebbe Avuha. How could you say it means an Isra no? Here we see clearly it doesn't have to mean an Isra no. Because if the word lo yoichal would mean an Isra no, how could Rabbi Yosef Glili have a question to say like it doesn't mean Isra no? Ksit it means Isra no. So Kura Sarayim, lo yoichal does not mean Isra no. The Gemara says no. Shani Yosam Chomet is different. The Yom Akro, the Pasuk says, V'lo yiro l'cho sor, v'darshen shelcho yehei. It says, lo yiro l'cho, that the Chomet belongs to you. So even throughout Pesach, if Yosef Glili has referred to Pasuk l'cho, then it's mutter b'no. So even though lo yoichal should mean it's even osa b'no, but since the Pasuk says the Ferish, l'cho, that tells us Chomet is mutter b'no. That's the way Rabbi Yosef Glili dashes. So now of Rabbonin, what do Rabbonin do with this? That Rabbanan say Parshit that lo yoichal means echad isra v'achilov yechad isra no. From lo yoichal alone, I know it's asa v'no. Why does the person say lecho? We dashin shelecho iyataroya. You're not allowed to see your own chomis on Pesach. Avalataroya shelacherim v'shogavoya. But you're allowed to see chomis that belongs to a goy or chomis that take this. You're allowed to see since it's not in your rishus, doesn't belong to you. You're allowed to see it. So then Lecho doesn't come to tell me it's smutte b'no, but rather a heter in which chomet you're allowed to see. The Edoch, what does the Rabbi Yosef Glili do with this? Trey Lecho Ksiv, it says two times Lecho. One to tell us this Rosh Goy's chomet is mutter, and the second Lecho to tell you it's smutte b'no. The Edoch, what does Rabbanan do? Chad v'nochri shekevashtoi, one Lecho tells me even a Goy that's under your rule, he's like your Evid, that even that chomet is awesome. V'chad, or that chomet is mutter. V'chad v'nochri shloi kivashtoi. And the second pasuk is even a goy that doesn't, not your rev, it doesn't belong to you. His chomet is also mutter. And before we had the kasha, just say one, not the other one. So therefore, if we just say one lecho, I would think which goy's chomet is mutter for you to see, a goy that you have no shaykes to. He's not your rev. Mashenk and a goy that's your rev. Maybe I would think even the goy's own chomet you can't see in Pesach. Kamashlon took sukim lecho. No. Abir belongs to the goy. You were not makav lachrayis on it. You were allowed to see his chomets. The Edoch was of Yosef Glili do with this. He holds plus lecho ksivi. It says three times the word lecho. Two for this last Rosh, and one to teach us that it's mutter b'no. The Edoch, what are the rabbanim do with this third lecho? They time to know. There's no three extra lecho. No chad v'sor v'chad v'chomets. One lecho says by sor, by sourdough. V'chad v'chomets by the dough itself that's chomets. Utrich anid bo sukim. That I need a chiddush like the Maran Beis says. Sourdough has a mila that is so strong it can make other dough chomets. So maybe that's what a Torah said it's awesome. Mashenkin, regular dough can make other dough chomets. Maybe no. From either gisa chomets, dough is roi teat. So the Torah would just that chomets, only chomets that's edible, that you have the bayiro bayimotzei. Mashenkin, sourdough that's not edible, maybe there's no bayiro bayimotzei. That's where I need two lechos. So according to Rabbanan, there's no extra lechor to tell me it's mutter b'no. Therefore, since the pasuk says lo yoichal chometz, I know it's also b'no. According to Rabbi Yosef Glili, since there's an extra word lechor, that's why I say chometz is mutter b'no. But it's no kasha on Rabbi Avuha. Without the word lechor, everybody would hold it should have been also b'no. From the Gemara, leima ketanoi. I'm going to tell you now the din of Rabbi Avuha. The Rashi says leima ketanoi lo yoichal Rabbi Avuha. That's what Rebbe Avuha says when the Torah says loy teichal, it means even hano is osir, alkuris amachlekes tanoim. So it should be a little kasha on Rebbe Avuha, he's only going like one man diyama. Where's the machlekes tanoim? The pasuk says by chelev means the fats of an animal, it's osir teat. The pasuk says though, yayos lecho malocha, that the fats of the animal, the trefadika fats, the chelev, it's mutabano. The pasuk is yayos lecho malocha. You can do whatever you want with it. A special pasuk to say you can do whatever you want with it. What do I need this pasuk for? Matam loim lechom melecha. Sheyachol, I would think lemlechas gevoya yehi muta. Maybe this fat is only muta if you want to use it for the Beis Hamikdash. Like Rashi says, you want to shmir the oiros, the skin that goes for the Beit Habayis. If you want to use chelif, trace of fat to use for the purpose of the Beis Hamikdash, maybe that is muta b'no. Or the hedyit yayoser. Maybe though for a hedyit, if you want to use it for your own private use, since chelav you're not allowed to eat, maybe it's asa banar also. Talmud loy melecho melecho. Divrei Rabbi Yosef Glili. Therefore the pasuk says, no, chelav is mutar lecho melecho. Even for a private hedyit, you're allowed to use it for your own use. And the avamin would be that since chelav is mutar legvoya, the moshe by the karbonis, when you shecht it, the emurim, that's the fats of the animal, that's what you bring on the mizbeach. So you see, legvoya, there's no issa chelav. Faket, chelev is what you put on the mizbeach. So I would think when the pasuk says chelev is mutar banor, it's only mutar banor for hegdish is used. If you want to smear the skin with oil for the purpose of the Beis HaMikdash. But if you want to smear your own skin with this fat, maybe it's awesome. Kamashma no, yoyosu l'chol molocha. Any type of enjoyment you want to do with this fat, it's mutter. That's what Rabbi Yosef really dashens. Rav Akiva Raima no, sheyochol like this he dashens. Sheyochol lemleches hedyit yei tor. Maybe it's only tor from leches hedyit. But lemleches kevoy yei tomei. Maybe since chelev is like a nevela, just like a nevela is tameh, maybe I would think to shmir these fats on a Beis HaMikdash drink as object, it should be tameh for the Beis HaMikdash. The Melechus Kavoy, if you want to use these fats to shmir skin that you want to give to the Beis HaMikdash, or belong to the Beis HaMikdash, to the Bedek Abayis, maybe it's tameh. Talmulayim, the Pesach says no. L'chol Melecha, you're even allowed to use these fats even for the purpose of the Beis HaMikdash. So what do I say now? So tell me a chiddush that chelev has no tumah v'tayra, I don't need any pasuk. Cheated has no tumah v'tayra. I see yo chelev is not v'chal v'tumos nevelam. Therefore cheated smutah is not no tumah. No kiyat sakhro. What do I need the pasuk to say that the chelev is mutter? Liyisa leheter. It's only come to tell me a chiddush how far the heter hano is. Rabbi Akiva, what does Rabbi Akiva hold? No. Isa v'heter lo tsarakhro. I don't need any pasuk to tell me it's mutter banor. This is a rai Rabbi Akiva holds that even though the pasuk says lo yeyochel not larit chelis, so what? It's only an isra achila. There's no isra banor. So man, I know pshita chelis is mutter banor. I don't need this pasuk to tell me it's mutter banor. Ki yisakro. When do I need this pasuk? When do I need this pasuk though? Letum olatayra. Only to tell me a chiddush that the chelis of a nevela doesn't have tumah. A nevela means a mehema that died without shchita. A behema that died, the lachar is the meat of it, the bartha shemoy, is tameh. So how do I know the fat of that animal is not tameh? Come ask on this pasuk. Yiyos l'chom alachor, you can use the fats for any purpose. Even for the Beis HaMikdash, it's not matam of the things. That's why Rabbi Akiva dashens. So what's the machlekes, Rabbi Yosef Lila Rabbi Akiva, if you need this pasuk by chelev, the treifa fats of an animal that died, if you need the chiddush to say, it's mutter b'hanor, or it's mutter b'tumah, what's the machlekes? They want to say, my love, isn't it? This is the machlekes. The pasuk only says, but by leitochlu, it's mashma, even you can't have any enjoyment from it. So therefore, I need a pasuk. When the pasuk says, you can do whatever you want with it, who the yos has come to tell me that the fact of this nevela is mutter banor. Because without the special pasuk, I would say no. Since it says le'teichlu, and he holds like a mavuus svara, that it means an iser hana also. That's what Rav Yosef Lili says. The heter here telling me that no, it's mutter banor. That's what Rav Yosef Lili svara. If you have the kivus svara, no, iser achila mashma, iser hana lemashma. Even though the Torah says le'teichlu, le'teichlu only means it's also b'ha'chila, but avad what's mutter banor, the Torah didn't say iser hana. The man when the Torah says that this chelev, this trace of fat, you could do whatever you want with it, you don't need a pasuk to tell me it's mutter banor, according to Rabbi Akiva. Pshita it's mutter banor. The Torah never said an isser or not. The Torah just said le'teichlu. But he also crow, why does the pasuk tell me, he also l'chol malacha, l'tum of a tyrus, come to tell me a chiddush, that this fat that came out of the nevela, even though the nevela itself is tomei, but still the fat is not tomei. That's what I need the pasuk for. So the Chura Bavu is Chiddush to say that Leitochlu means an Isser Hano is totally this Machlekes. That according to Rabbi Kiva, Leitochlu does not mean an Isser Hano. So the Bissim Modi says it's totally Machlekes Hanoim. Gemara says Loi. Loi, I'll tell you. The Kula Yalma Leitochlu Mashma Bein Isser Achilu Bein Isser Hano. Really both Man Diyarmim come out good according to Rabbi Bavu. Leitochlu, what it says by Chelev, don't eat these trefa fats, means he can't eat it, and it's also to have any enjoyment from it. So what's the machlekes here now? What's the machlekes? Why does the Akiva dash in filchus tumah and not filchus hanor? The machlekes is like this. The yochel b'okim ifugi. Here, this is the machlekes. We have yoyis yeglili savar kishutru nevela hi hutra chelboy v'gidaloy hutra. Like we had a possibility before. Nevela is also. Torah says don't eat nevela. So the kasha was, it should be Asa Banor, we know Nevela is Mutter Banor. The Teres was, there's a special pasuk by Nevela to say Nevela is Mutter Banor. Now, Rabbi Yosef Lili holds
that when the Torah says a special chiddush that nevela is mutar banor, the Torah only said the meat. The meat of the animal that has the yisra nevela, you should know, it's mutar banor. Mashenke, the chelboy, the fat of the animal, he knows that's not called nevela at all. So when the Torah says nevela is mutar banor, the Torah did not include the fat. Therefore, here when the Torah says don't eat the fat, I would think it's even asa banor. That's Rabbi Yosef Lili Svarim. Therefore, I need this pasuk lo yos lechol melacha. Tell me, it's even mutar banor. Where it says Rabbi Yosef Lili Svarim, yishutru nevela hi hutru. The Torah only said the meat of the dead animal is mutar banor, but chelboy, the fat of this dead animal, they give all the veins of this dead animal lo hutru. The Torah didn't say it's mutar banor, the nevela is asa banor. The chayitzal krah, what do I need the pasuk now of yos lechol melacha? Leheter anohu the yosef. Come to tell me that the fat of nevel is also mutar banor. That's kind of Yosef Glili. But why would have I said that it's also banor? Because yos like Rav Avua. Leitach lo means it is an hanor. If you have a kiva, what's the kiva svara? Why does he say in svara I would think it's mutar banor? Not because he argues on Rav Avua. Havadu is murdered to Rav Avua. Leitach lo should have meant an ister ahanor. But here in Sover, he holds kishuchu nevelo. When the Torah says that a nevela, an animal that dies by itself, even though he does not eat the meat, but it's mutar banor, a special pasuk to say it's mutar banor, he holds, and that heter says, chel boy v'gida nami hutra. He holds that the chelav, the fat, is also included in the nevela. And when the Torah said nevela is mutar banor, the Torah included even the fat of the animal is also mutar banor. So mela, I don't need any chiddushi to tell me that fat is mutar banor. Pshit is mutar banor. The Chayitza Kro, what do I need the Pasuk? Yiyos, L'chol Melacha, L'tumah V'tayra. That's why I need the Pasuk. L'tumah V'tayra, tell me that the Chaylev of a Nevela has no Tumah. Even though the Nevela itself does have Tumah, here the Pasuk is telling me the fat Shabbai does not have an Issa Tumah on it. So the more now, Rabbi Yosi Aglili, Ashkechon Chaylev D'Shar Yirachmona. Bahano, according to Rabbi Yosi Aglili, when the Torah says, like Teichlo means an Issa Hanor also. So he holds that the chaylev would have been osa banor. But the reason why, it's muti, the Torah says the famous here, that yos lechom locha. What about gid? What about the veins? The veins of the animal, according to Rabbi Yosef Lili, is not the cloud, the heter of nevela. So the chur, it should be osa banor. For the Gemara, el gid, name of the yoser, according to Rabbi Yosef Lili, the gid, all the gidim should be osa banor by nevela. So one tells Enechnami, boy, you say mochinami, it's like a true the yoser. Enechnami, the current Rabbi Yosef Lili, when an animal dies, you're not allowed to eat the gid, and it's even osa banor. Only the nevela, the bosa shaboy is mutter, the Torah says the fairish the bosa is mutter, and the chelav, we also have a fairish apostik, yeyos lechol melocha, that the chelav, the fat, is mutter. But then echnami, the gid, has no fairish apostik, so the gid, the veins, are osa banor. Iboyesem, another Torah says, I'll tell you, maisilah the kalvachoyma. He has the kalvachoyma to tell us that the veins have to be mutter. O ma chelav. Ma duch the chelav of this nevela. She'oin esh chorus. If you eat chelav, it's an ichi of chorus. For next leg, when we say mutar banor, the Torah says beferish. Then it's mutar banor, of as they gid, just eat the vein. She'ain oin a chorus. The Torah doesn't say any special issa chorus. There's only a lav not to eat the veins of a nevela. Like kol shechein, shouldn't for sure I tell you that what is mutar banor? So maybe that's one Torah, to say that the gid is mutar banor for kabachoyma. Mar Rav Shimon, the osir, the Shimon Chit, the yod, no gid is osir, but no, what is the yod? Ikul mifrach, he says, this kavachoyma, I can slug up this kavachoyma. I say like this, malo chelev, you're telling me now chelev is so strong, and still it's mutar banor? No, chelev has a kala, it's a little lenient. Why? Shekein huta meklolo yetzachaya. The fat of a chaya, the Torah din asa. The Torah only said the fat, special chelev, special fats, of a behema is osatit. But the chelev chaya is mutar. So since there's a chaya, a wild animal, that the Torah says is mutar teeth, therefore chaylev is a little cow. So yama the gid, mashenkein, the veins, shloi hutsu mekloloi. There's never had to teeth the veins. The gid anosh is always osa. There's never had to teeth the veins. Therefore, a gid is more chomer. Hey, so chaya. Hey, there's no had to teeth the gid anosh of a chaya. Vidach, what is the other man the yama that says no, that says gid is mutar banor, because they have a kal v'choymer? I tell you, Vidach, the behemoth kaminin, the behemoth in the story. I'm making a kavuchayma all the animals that their chaylev is also teat and is a chi of chorus. And still the Torah says mutar banor. So the gid anoshin, it's only osa. The achilor, it's only a lav. Pshit, it's mutar banor.
So Kirta, this is the whole sugya that we ask kashas and terutzim and ravu and chiskiya, and we answered all the kashas. So it's not the Gemara Michti. Oisvinu kolani kroi. We asked all the kashas according to both of them. Ushaninu. We answered both of them. Oh, the chiskiya and ravu, but my pligi. What's the machlokes between chiskiya and ravu? So the ravu says, anytime it says, lo yoicha, lo toicho, lo toichlu, meet iser hano. Chiskiya says no. Only lo yoichel means iser hano. Lo toicho means a heter hano. So what's the machlokes? And tomorrow, the chomet of Pesach, the alibu the rabbonim. One machlokes is chomet of Pesach that's also bano. How do we know chomet of Pesach is also bano? According to Chiskiya, because the pasuk says lo yoichel. According to Ravu, it's lavdaka lo yoichel, not to limud. Anytime it says lo yoichel, I learn out from the parasha of Nevelo that it's mut, that it's also bano. Who adin b'shar hanisko? Valibu divri akil. Shar hanisko is also bano, according to everybody, and the Torah says lo yoichel. So according to Chiskiya, it's from the word lo yoichel. According to Ravu, it's from the diak of Nevelo. That again, by Nevelo, the Torah says don't need it, and the Torah has to say specially that it's mut bano. So it's a limud that every other place is also bano. So it's only machlokes, where did we learn it out from? Chiskiya says, since the pasuk says the feirish lo yayochel, that's how I know it's also bano. The lo yayochel means no type of hano at all. Rabavua says no. The word lo yayochel itself, it wouldn't be mashma iser hano. It's only the diak from the vela. By the vela, the Torah says don't eat it, and then the Torah has to say it's muta bano. So tzaraya any other place when the Torah says lo yayochel, lo yayochel, lo yayochel, it means iser hano also. My benaya, what's the nafkamina? According to both of them, Shoha Niskol and Chometz Pesach, these are the only two Yisurim that the Torah says lo yachal, and it means Yisur Anor. So what's the machlokes then? They're both made, it's also Anor. And the Gemara, Ike benaya, Chulush Nishkol Biazorah. That's the machlokes. If Chulush Nishkol Biazorah, like we had before, if you have your own cow that you bring into the Beis Hamikdash, you make a shita there the Torah says it's also teat. With an Yisur Afei, is it Mutav Anor or not? Chiskiya sabar lo yeyochel lemutehani. He goes, lo yeyochel tells me that chometz and shor hanisko is also bano. Then what are the posuk say by treifa? La kelev tashtichen oisoi, an extra word oisoi, lemute to tell me that only a treifa you can give to a dog. Avachulin shanishko do biyazora, if you take your own cow and out of its own lechitzis, you shecht it in the Beis Hamikdash, you should know it's also bano. That's the way Chiskiya dashens. Ravua holds no. Ravua holds, Oisai lemutehani. He holds no, you need the word oisai. According to Rabbi Yehuda, let the Bavua, you need oisai to tell me that the other things are also bano. And then Echanami, chulun shanishchu biyazara lav diraisam. According to Rabbi Bavua, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's lav diraisam. If you shech your animal inside the Beis Hamikdash, midiraisa it's mutabano. So really, that's no machlokes. How do you dash the word lo yeyochel or not? Is the machlokes is the word like kelo tashlichen oisoi? Is the word oisoi extra or not? According to Chiskiya, it's extra to tell us that if you shecht your cow in the Beis Hamikdash, it's even also bano. Yosavum rabbanu kaim the Rabbi Shmuel banachmeni biyosav kama mishmeni Rabbi Shuba Levi minayin lechol yisurin shebatoya tichihecha deyasurin bachil hachinami yasurin bano. How do I know this yisoi that whenever it's also bachila, you can't have any enjoyment from it? Omaniya, which cases? Chometz Pesach b'shor hanisko minayin. How do I know that chometz on Pesach is also bano and the shor hanisko is also bano? Typically, melo yeyochel. First answer, same like Chiskiya says. It also says lo yeyochel. That's mashma nisra no. So these tanoim say no. Lo yeyochel isra achilu mashma la isra no lemashmali. They don't like this drushim. They hold even the word lo yeyochel is only mashmi. You can't eat it, but it's not mashma it's also bano. So they want another limud to tell us that chometz is also bano. For the Gemara, good, even if you don't hold from Loya Yochel, typically I'm in the Vela. Learn that like a Bavua learns out though. Why did the Torah have to say by the Vela it's Mutu Bano? And Lamai Tzmash, whenever it says Loya Yochel, it means it's also Bano. Number 9, they hold Sublok Yab Yehuda. They hold like Yab Yehuda Shita before. The Yomar Yab Yehuda said, Dvorim Kichsovim. The reason why the Torah says Nevela is Mutu, it has to tell you the Feirish that to a Ger, you have to give it to him for a present, and to a Goy, you have to sell it. That's what the Torah says, for the Alochis. But I don't know every other place not Sabano. And the Gemara in Echnami, Yisavlok Yav Yehuda, Tevig Ler Mihecha D'chinaflok Yav Yehuda. Learn that from the other posting. Milekelov Tashlich and Oisoi. Tadiyik only here at Smutabano and no place else. And the Gemara, no, these Tanoim hold, Ksova Chulun Chanishtu Biazorot. If you shecht your cow in the Beis Hamikdash, you're Isom. And how do I know it's osur banor midiraisa? For the word oisoi. So mela have no mocha to know it's osur banor. So according to these man diyomrim, how do I know that chametz of Pesach and shor nisku is osur banor? They don't hold from these roshes lo yayochel. So where does the Torah say beferish is osur banor? Tomorrow nechlami, for tomorrow has to bring down like a new psukim. How these man diyomrim know like it's osur banor? Right, stop here.